Hello, everybody. Welcome to our mindfulness meditation together today. Attention is a big deal in mindfulness meditation practice. So I thought it would be fun today to do a meditation that has six different ways to utilize attention. Attention is the way that we connect to the present moment, to connect to the body. Body, thoughts, emotions, and breath. Body is really the doorway into the present moment experience. And so attention is really the mediator, the way that we connect to the body, connect to the present moment. So let's join, let's start with our mindfulness meditation practice today by bringing our attention to our posture. If you're in a sitting position, just lining up the head, the neck, and the spine, sitting in a comfortable position. Of course, you don't have to sit when you're meditating. You can lie down, you can stand, you can walk, any position you like. The key is attention. And so now bringing the attention to the alertness of mindfulness meditation. Alert attention is a big deal. We want to sustain that during our meditation practice. Also, self-acceptance, just accepting who we are in this present moment. Those are the two keys to really starting our mindfulness meditation practice. And now, bringing the attention to the breath as we breathe in and out through the nose. We do nose breathing because we know through science that nose breathing calms down the autonomic nervous system, takes us out of that fight or flight mode, and reduces stress. So breathing in and out through the nose, full attention to the breath, fully experiencing the breath as it is in this moment. And also breathing diaphragmatically. And what I mean by diaphragmatically is the belly breathing. So that area below the belly button, on the in-breath, the belly is going to inflate. And then on the out-breath, it's going to deflate. So that's diaphragmatic breathing. So we want to combine that with nose breathing. And if it's helpful every once in a while, you can say to yourself silently, breathing. Sometimes that helps to keep the attention right there with the breath. So fully experiencing that breath. Breathing in, the belly inflates, the breath comes up into the chest, the shoulders, and then back down again. Staying with the breath. Also noticing when the attention wanders, noticing where it wanders to, taking note of that, and then coming back to the breath. That wandering attention is a very important part of the practice. So we want to stay present even with the wandering attention, and then bringing it back as many times as we need to. Breathing. And now shifting the attention to physical sensations. This is a different way of using the attention. With this approach, we move the attention around the body, exploring the different parts of the body, noticing what's present, noticing areas of comfort or discomfort or even neutral, and putting the welcome mat out for all three of those. With mindfulness, we want to have that willingness, that ability to be present, whether things are comfortable, uncomfortable, or just neutral. So moving the attention around the body in any particular order, just exploring what's present for you. Maybe noticing the feet or the arms. Doesn't really matter what order you go in. Just, I call it taking inventory. Just seeing what's present and what the nature is of that present moment experience in this particular part of the body. Once again, noticing when the attention wanders, where does it go to? Maybe it goes to a thought or an emotion or back to the breath, and then coming back to those physical sensations, really tuning in to what those physical sensations are for you in the different parts of the body. Physical sensations. Again, sometimes when you speak where you want your attention to be, it helps to keep your attention to be there. Every once in a while, silently to yourself, physical sensations. Just being grounded in the stillness and the silence as we focus our attention on those physical sensations. And now a different way to use the attention. This time, let's expand the field of attention to include the entire body. Now, everybody approaches this in a little bit of a different way, so I don't want to really give you too specific instructions, but just sort of creating that intention to be able to sense the body as a whole by expanding that field of attention to include the entire body. Some people like to use the breath by imagining or actually feeling the breath throughout the body. For example, on the in-breath, entire body inflating. And then on the out-breath, entire body deflating. Whether you're doing that through imagination and creativity or actually experiencing it, it doesn't really matter. Either way is fine. Always feel free to use creativity and imagination in your practice. Fully experiencing the body as a whole. So rather than moving the attention around, we did before, just keeping it in one place and sensing the entire body, sensing the breath throughout the body, maybe just sensing your energy level. Body as a whole. Expanding that field of attention and then just keeping it right there with the entire body. Full body mindfulness practice. Yet another way to use the attention to connect to the body. Once again, the body being that doorway into the present moment. We want to always be connected to the body. Staying with that full body experience, bringing the attention back whenever it wanders away. That's how we build up that mindfulness muscle, that coming and going of attention, repetitions. Building that mindful muscle of attention. And now shifting the attention to mindful sound. So listening to sound. And the sound could be coming from the inside or from the outside. It might be sound around you. Perhaps you're in an area where you can hear cars or somebody else talking or a fan going or something like that. So we want to focus our attention on that sense of hearing. Sometimes there's also internal sound. For example, when I swallow saliva, I can hear a little clicking in my ear. Sometimes I'll hear the om sound, that slight ringing in the ear. Maybe you're hungry and the stomach is gurgling. So you've got your choice, internal and external sounds. Just exercising that sense of hearing, that sense of listening. One of our five senses. Mindful hearing, mindful listening. Staying with sound. Maybe the only sound is hearing my voice every once in a while. Maybe it's completely silent where you are. But maybe not. Mindful listening. And once again, feeling free to use your creativity and imagination to experience sound. Finding your way to practice mindfulness meditation. Embracing that common denominator of attention. Keeping it simple, just focusing the attention on that present moment experience of listening, picking up sound. The simple practice is the most effective practice to that present moment experience. And now shifting our attention to yet another way to practice mindfulness. Let's practice mindful thinking together now. So experiencing thoughts in whatever way you experience them. Everybody experiences thinking in different ways. So keeping your attention right there with thinking. And however, whatever way you experience thinking. Some people may see thoughts or feel thoughts or even hear thoughts. Just noticing when a thought comes into your field of attention. Stays a little while and it leaves, making room for the next thought. Experiencing these thoughts coming and going. You might even notice that there's a connection between a thought and an emotion, a physical sensation. And even the breath. All of these things are, of course, interconnected. You might even notice some space in between thoughts. Just allowing yourself to explore that space, maybe that stillness, that silence in between a thought. thinking, fully present with your thoughts and however you experience them. And if you find that you tend to go down that rabbit hole in your thinking, you can come back to the breath for a moment or two to reconnect to the present moment. And then back to mindful thinking. Sometimes we have a tendency to let those thoughts take us into a long-winded story down that rabbit hole. We want to stay present, because those stories usually take us into automatic pilot, lose our focus, our attention. That's why we can reconnect with the breath for a moment or two and then return back to fully experiencing thinking as it is in this moment. Mindful thinking, fully present with each thought or lack of thoughts. Exploring thinking or not thinking. Just another way to connect to the body. And now shifting the attention again, this time we're going to do something a little different once again. And usually in mindfulness meditation, we pick something to pay attention to, one of the five senses, the breath, thinking, emotions, physical sensations, so forth and so on. This time we're going to go into mindful, choiceless awareness. So this is a practice where we don't really choose anything in particular to pay attention to. We let it choose us. So we're just going to sort of hang out in this field of attention. To me, it feels like shifting a car into neutral and just letting the engine idle. So we're just hanging out in this open space, this choiceless awareness, not intending pay attention to anything in particular, and just seeing what comes in and out of our field of attention. It could be the breath, it could be a physical sensation, an emotion, a thought, or it could be nothing. You're just hanging out in that silence, that stillness. Noticing, experiencing what's coming in and out of your field of attention. Choiceless awareness. staying with the choiceless awareness. And once again, if it's helpful, you can name it. Always naming what you're paying attention to. For some people, that's helpful. It helps to keep them right there with what they're naming. So maybe silently saying to yourself, choiceless awareness, every once in a while. Keeping the car in neutral. Just disengaging the gears. And hanging out in neutral. That full attention. Allowing us to fully experience what's coming and going in and out of our field of attention. And as we continue with this open awareness, this field, this choiceless awareness, as we continue with this, let's open our eyes. I like to finish each meditation with my eyes open. For me, it sets the intention of bringing this skill set of mindfulness into everyday activity. There's a tendency to get stuck in meditation. So I find that finishing each meditation with my eyes open helps me to set that intention to bring this same skill set, these same experiences into my everyday activity so that we're creating a seamless transition between our meditation practice and everyday life, building that bridge between mindfulness meditation and everyday life, so that eventually we're experiencing mindfulness, that present moment experience, 24/7. Really living in that flow state, in the zone, so to speak. So eyes are open, continuing to practice for a few more moments. Choiceless awareness, eyes are open. Setting that intention, build that bridge between our meditation practice and our daily life. 24/7 mindfulness. And there we have it. That's our meditation for today. Enjoyed spending time with you. Look forward to doing it again. Sure, I've got a question coming in. Absolutely, ask away. Okay, so I noticed there's typing. I'm waiting for that question to come in and see, here it is. Is it useful in the time outside practice to try to focus on body feelings when feeling, an example, a strong emotion? Absolutely. Absolutely. To me, there's no outside practice, which is why I like to use that technique of opening my eyes to finish up each meditation practice, so that we have that spillover effect and we're building that bridge between the skill set of formal meditation and everyday activity. So, yeah, we want to stay connected to the body in any way that we can during our daily activity. So, yeah, focus on your body feelings and emotions, even when you're not meditating, absolutely. Okay, waiting for, let's see, my practice consists on not naming the emotion, just where in the body I feel it. It makes sense. Yeah, that's fine. As I mentioned during our practice together, it's important to use imagination and creativity to create your own pathway into the present moment. For some people, naming the emotion works, and for other people, it doesn't. And so if that doesn't work for you, then that's fine. Just, feeling it where it is in the body, that's great. It's great. Lots of ways to approach mindfulness practice. And your imagination and creativity will always steer you in the right direction there and allow you to develop your own individual practice. Okay, so let's see. Waiting. Thank you. You're very welcome. My pleasure. I'll wait a minute and see if there's any other questions. Otherwise, I'll catch you next time. I see some typing. Do I know when's the next time I'll be coming for a meditation? Well, I'll get with Christian about that. I'm happy to come in and lead some meditations whenever he thinks it works. So, I'll check with Christian and hopefully see you guys again soon. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. You too. Is it pronounced Caballo? Caballo? I think that's it. Caballo. Caballo. Okay. I do know how to pronounce ZXCV, I think. Okay. All right, guys, so I guess that's it for today. And until next time, take care and have a great day.